I hear wedding bells. And I could not be more excited that these wedding bells are not for Gwendolyn and whatever her girlfriend's name are, who I cannot stand whatsoever. But instead, these wedding bells are for those two that we love so much. Christine Brown and David.
Just David.
Just David. I don't feel like, I hope he takes on Brown. I hope he becomes David Brown.
Just for Cody's sake.
Not David Woolley, just David Brown. It would make my life easier.
He's like, I'm going to be the new Brown man.
As a child who has never been a child of divorce, just close calls, I am not ready for name changes and stuff like that. I'm not ready for going back and forth. I don't want to pack my backpack.
Do we think Christine's going to keep Brown?
No.
Okay.
Absolutely not.
Christine Woolley.
Christine Woolley.
As soon as possible.
Now, here's the thing. You may think that we're bringing this to you last.
You've already seen it on TLC,
you've already seen it
Instagram.
On Instagram. You've seen everything. Everyone's talking about it. But I want to let you know that I brought it to you first. I talked about their engagement on Patreon months ago.
You did. You had an inside source.
I have an inside source who let me know that they are not just when she was getting ready to announce her relationship with Mr. David Brown. She was actually already engaged at this time.
Okay.
They were going to the inside source says, I think on Valentine's Day, she's going to announce her relationship and her engagement. What we got on Valentine's Day was just the relationship.
It would have been a real shock to announce both at one time.
Right. So she had to spread them out.
Yeah.
But
I believe they probably
she's been spreading those legs. She had to spread it out.
They probably wanted to keep it to themselves for a while, too. So
I understand
it probably
that.
Is older.
I understand. But I brought it to you first. Months ago, I told you, don't say you heard it here last. You heard it here first.
For now, once in our lives, you heard it here first. The one and only time you heard it here first. Okay. Actually, I think we also knew about David Woolley way before anyone else. We had his Facebook.
Oh,
we didn't spill it because we're better people than that, but had it.
Thank you.
We knew it. We were that searched everything
don't
on his Facebook.
Don't say
page.
I don't have morals because I do.
Yeah.
I did not share David Woolley Brown's Facebook when I had it months before anyone else.
No.
I felt good.
Because we have some
and
values.
Yes, one time that I had values, does it mean I need to stick my nose in the air and look down on everyone else who quickly jumped into action? Absolutely.
For sure.
Absolutely. Now, here's what I believe is going on. This announcement is coming, and this picture of Christine with the ring on and in her chair and all of that stuff, these images were taken at her engagement party.
Okay.
If you go to her Instagram, the last post before the engagement is her and our queen Janelle slinging their fucking plexus, and Christine is wearing the same blue sweater and the same earrings. Janelle was in town, and they said she was there for Toyota Avalon Brown's birthday. But in fact, I believe that Janelle was also there for the engagement party.
I hope she was there. I also love a queen, Janelle, who is
so
posting
supportive.
Posting Christine's announcement. She commented on Christine's thing like, hooray! She's excited.
Yeah.
I love it. I hope that Cody is just like steaming mad right now.
Here's the thing, though. I want to be honest. I'm not all full of glee. I'm not all happy dancing emojis, you know?
Why? Too fast?
No.
I wish she would have slutted it up a little more.
Thank you.
Honestly. After being with Cody for so long, I wish she would have got around
thank
the block
you.
A little bit.
I wanted Christine to have her Shamar Moore moment, even if it was a Dollar Tree discount Shamar Moore. I wanted her to get to do her, like, I am Rapunzel in the castle, tied up, have your way with me
maybe
moment.
She's doing that with David.
No. I don't believe so.
They're just doing vanilla sex.
No. I don't believe so.
No sex.
No sex.
Even after the pictures where his hand is on her leg?
I know what I said before.
Okay.
On Patreon, I said that they're definitely fucking, but I'm taking it back. That's why it's so fast. They have not yet fucked. I think, yes, he has digitally stimulated her, for sure.
Has she rubbed his member over his jeans or inside the jeans?
I think oral sex has happened maybe both ways.
Okay.
And that's why she's like glowing. Everyone's like, she's got a glow. I'm like, she's never been eaten out before in her life. Now she has. Like, let's celebrate
She's
that.
Like, I don't even need to get married. This is fine.
But I think that we're being celibate until.
Okay, do we think they're going to move into David's house or Christine's duplex?
Christine's. Okay. Or a new place.
Okay.
I don't know.
The thing I'd be is, happy is, for a new mutual
if
place.
If I'm David Woolley Brown, I got to get rid of Trilly. Like, she's just cramping my fucking style. Like, I'm sure he loves her and he's like, God.
What grade is she in? Like, seventh? They got like 5 more years.
Boarding school. Can she graduate early? Every time I see Trilly in a picture.
He's like, doesn't she want to visit her dad?
as a fan of Trilly, I love it. But as putting myself in David Woolley Brown's feet, shoes.
In his foot. In his Skechers. David's not a fashionable man.
He wears a Reebok.
He wears high water jeans with a Reebok pant. The Reebok sports shoe.
Careful on the high water pant. I tend to wear those because I do have the short
Okay, but his
legs.
Are like Costco jeans. They're okay. Like Kirkland brand jeans. They're not like trying to be like vintage Levi's. Like,
gotcha.
Yeah.
That's also where he's hoping to buy the condoms from. It's like, Christine, we can't get you pregnant again. She's like, I don't think I can. There's just a part of me that is mourning the loss. The loss that could have been Christine just being a slut.
Maybe we'll get that from Janelle.
Okay.
Janelle will slut it up.
I hope so. I like that because it's unsuspecting.
I know.
None of us are expecting, like, everyone's like, is Janelle Brown asexual? And we're like, maybe, but, like, maybe it's not.
It's like she's going to be out on the town.
Beast on the prowl. On leash.
Yes. I'd be happy with it.
I would, but so I
as long as one of them's getting it.
I do feel as though I am also going through a grieving process.
Okay, when do we think the wedding's going to be, like, soon?
Probably, like,
You think she's going to, like, step on Gwendolyn's toes and beat her to it?
I gotta say.
Gwendolyn's wedding's this summer, I think. June or July.
Okay.
Yeah.
I feel like Christine probably thinks Gwendolyn's annoying. There was that one video she put on her Patreon where she was, like, in the car with her mom, and I felt like Christine was like, God, shut up. Much like my own mother told me once when
Isn't
I was
Isn't everyone
14.
Annoyed by their teenage kids?
Well, yeah.
Probably.
She's not a teenager. She's in her 20s, I think.
Okay. Well,
I think you're supposed to be in a better
place.
She's
like 20, which is like 16 in brown years.
Gotcha.
Yeah. The Browns are back a few years.
That's right.
Yeah. Their maturity level.
So a huge congratulations to Christine Brown and David Woolley Brown on their engagement.
We'll send you our address for the invite.
Please just let us know. If anyone out there does get any details, just let us know. Not like. For any of them.
No, I mean, just let us know if you find out where it's going to be, when it's going to be, anything like that.
Yeah, address of where it'll be.
Just curious.
We are just curious.
We're just curious.
It's not like we've ever been to any other weddings before, you know? So, with that, we just want to congratulate Christine and David Woolley Brown on their engagement and hope them?
Wish them years
of good sex.
Lifetime of happiness.
Oh.
And good sex.
Do you think he takes Viagra? Just like last thoughts. Final thoughts.
I mean, I hope so if he needs it.
I know, but it's not standing up on its own.
I don't know. I don't know. God. How old do you think he is?
55? 60s.
60?
Like young 60?
Young 60.
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah,
I don't know. I mean, I hope he's at least getting the help he needs if he needs it.
Right. That's thank you. Thank you for being so PC with this.
Either way, he's excited to get her locked down.
Yeah, because he wants Cody Brown's money. He saw Cody Brown doing so many cameos, he needed to lock it down and make sure Christine's getting some of that and he's getting some of that.
What do you think's happening over in Cody and Robin's house right now?
I think, well, we saw Cody's been hitting the gym. He knew this was coming and he was like, oh no, I'm going to make Christine really miss this.
I'm sure she's really going to miss that.
Well, yeah. Listen, trash bags and the others of you who are listening to this who are kind of trash but not all the way trash, if you're trash,
yeah,
and you miss us, we've been doing this 5 days a week over on Patreon.
Patreon. Yeah, we haven't been gone. We've just been gone from right here.
And now you interrupt.
I'm sorry.
Patreon.com/sisterwivestalk if you want to come hang out with us. But it is a fair warning.
It's inappropriate.
It's not even inappropriate. It is disgusting. If just now when we talked about Christine having her Rapunzel tie-up fantasy and David taking, like, Viagra, it's like, that's scratching the surface. We're disgusting. We're trash. We're miserable human beings.
But we're fun.
That's right.
It's a lot of fun over there.
It is a lot of fun. So you can come join us. Send wedding gifts to us for Christine, and David will make sure they get them. All right, trash bags. Happy day in the brown world.
Happy engagement day, Christine.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.